The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Education Week on the Noon Business Hour, which is sponsored by St. Xavier University and Huntington Learning Center. This afternoon, we're looking at life on a small college campus. We welcome in Stephen Scutt, who is the president of Lake Forest College, which is based in Lake Forest. Steve, welcome to the program. Welcome to Education Week. What are some of the virtues of a small campus compared to a big facility like the University of Illinois in Shambana or the University of Wisconsin in Madison?
Well, thanks, Rob. It's very nice to be with you this afternoon. And I'm pleased to say that we'll enroll this fall, I think, the largest class, incoming class, the college has ever had, about 410 students from across the country and, for that matter, around the world. And I think students are coming because they find attractive the results that we provide, the opportunities that they can have here on campus and through the programs that we offer and the personal attention that they receive.
And of the people you have enrolled at Lake Forest College, is it a lot of commuters? Is it a lot of people who stay in and around campus? Is it primarily from the Chicago area? What's the breakdown?
Yeah, so it's interesting. We have students who are both residential and commuting students. We're primarily a residential institution. About 80% of our students live on campus. But we also have a considerable number of students from the area who commute daily. And then we have a number of our students who are on study abroad programs and also in a residential program that we have downtown in Chicago. So there are several answers to your question, but our students really do come from across the country and around the world. About 15% of our students are international. We also, of course, have many students we're very proud of here from the state of Illinois.
And it would seem that with fewer students, about 1,600 students representing 47 states and 81 countries, that there would be more time with professors.
Absolutely, Chris. One of the things that I think students experience here is over 4 years, a lot of opportunity to learn about the world from each other, given what you just said about all the different places they're coming from, but also very personal relationships with faculty. We have 125, 130 faculty here on campus, all of whom have PhDs, and they're all here to teach the students we've been talking about. So they're very direct, small classes, personal relationships with faculty, and those relationships mean a lot to the quality of the educational process.
Steve, do they pay for that, having the one-on-ones with the professors? What about the how much it costs to go to the school?
Yeah, thanks for the question, because one of the things I want to point out is that it's really never been more affordable than it is today. And the reason I say that is because of a great deal of financial aid and scholarship assistance that we provide, the out-of-pocket cost for the average student at Lake Forest has really not increased over the last 5 years. So we are doing our best to hold the lid on costs. I think we're being very successful at that. And students are really not paying more here than they would at many large public institutions. In fact, in many cases, they're paying less.
Well, thank you very much, Stephen Scutt, president of Lake Forest College, based in Lake Forest. And be sure to join us tomorrow when Education Week continues with a look at affordability and financial aid. And for more on the business of getting into college, go to WBBMNewsRadio.com/education.